Chris Swope is the Lansing City Clerk, and he's on the other end of our line. Chris, how are you?
Terrific. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Yesterday on Fox News, during the coverage of the recall election for Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, I saw that there had been somewhat of an outcry from voters in that state who had found out that voter records, with the way people had voted and how they had voted and if they voted or not, were released. They were made public. And so you could see what your neighbor did across the street. And there is some thought that people who supported the recall of Governor Walker were the ones who made this information available. It was legal in that state to do that. That got me wondering, what's the law here in Michigan? Are the voting records for me and for James and for anyone else available? Can people buy them? What's the law say here in the state of Michigan?
Well, here in Michigan, the fact of whether or not you voted is totally public, but how you vote is private. So someone can buy from my office or from the Secretary of State, or there are independent businesses that aggregate the data, can buy lists of who votes and in a specific election or who has voted, and that is completely legitimate and public. But Michigan has a lot of steps in place to prevent anyone from knowing how a specific individual votes in terms of who they voted for. We have both for the people who vote absentee and the people who vote at the polls. There are a lot of measures in place so that you can't tell specifically who someone voted for.
Is the information of how or if people voted available? Is it for sale?
It is, yes. Yeah. The fact of whether or not you voted is totally public and available for sale. The Secretary of State sells it, and it's pretty inexpensive, you know, because we have the data already aggregated. So we provide it. A lot of candidates will purchase that, and they use that so that when they're sending out mailings before an election, they try and send their mailings to people who are more likely to vote. And, you know, the fact of whether you voted previously can predict whether you're likely to vote in the next election.
What information does that include? Addresses, phone numbers?
Addresses, no phone numbers. If we happen to have an email, it would not include the email. So it's just address, your year of birth, so they have an idea of how old you are. It would tell them whether you voted absentee or in person. We keep a permanent absentee list. People can purchase the permanent absent voter list so they can know, you know, who usually votes absentee. So there's quite a bit of information about whether or not you vote available, and, you know, what method, whether you vote in person or through the mail. Because people, you know, the candidates try to communicate with the people who vote absentee a little bit earlier, since they may vote 45 days before an election rather than on election day.
How much does that cost?
Well, it's pretty inexpensive. We charge for the whole list of voters of the city of Lansing, which is about 83,000, it would be, I think, less than $50 on electronic version of it. So,
wow, it sounds like you should be charging more for that, Chris.
Well, you know, we're government, and we can really only charge kind of what it costs us to produce the information. And since we already have it in a pretty readily available format, we really can't charge more.
Is it a public record who buys this information? Like, if I asked you if the Republicans or the Democrats in the state of Michigan, if their committees bought that, could you tell me?
We don't keep a list, but we could look back through our receipts and find who's bought it from us. But, you know, there's a number of other ways that people get it. They can buy the whole state from the Secretary of State, and that's pretty inexpensive. The parties, I think, routinely buy it from the Secretary of State. And I know, at least on the Democratic side, there's a program that candidates can get access to independent of us. There's also, I don't know if you're familiar with Mark Grebner, but he's got a company that actually aggregates the data and sells it, and they actually can provide added value in terms of predicting who is likely to vote in an upcoming election. You know, we can tell you who voted in a past election. They put it all together and make some predictions of who's going to come out in the upcoming election. So,
Chris, I'm surprised this information's available that people just wouldn't complain more. I don't want people to know where I live and if I voted or not, but apparently I'm in the minority.
Well, it's available, and it's always been available. With our information age, it's probably easier for a lot of people to get to and make sense of the data and use it. But, you know, it's something that's always been out there, and it really kind of protects the overall system to be able to know who voted. I mean, you know, imagine a situation where we couldn't tell who had voted, and then, you know, you have a different number of votes cast than the number of people who voted. So, you know, it's actually one of the checks and balances that help protect our democracy.
All right, Chris, you were going to run for office in Ingham County, and you changed your mind. Tell us about that story.
Well, yeah, I was planning to run for Ingham County clerk, but, you know, I was thinking about the race and thinking about what I would need to do to be successful and other things that I had going on in my life, and also the amount of work actually that's going to go into my office in terms of just running the election this year, being a presidential year. And I just decided that the time was not right, and that I should step aside and let another candidate move forward. And so we've got one Democrat and one Republican running for that office, and I am a little bit relieved to not be on the campaign trail, to tell you the truth.
All right. But the possibility for a future run for you?
I don't plan to stay where I am forever, but where I go next, I haven't fully decided yet.
All right. Chris Swope is the Lansing City Clerk. Chris, we always appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Okay. Sure thing.